Hello, this is Daniel Gregory. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Perceptive Photographer Podcast. This is our 267th episode of the podcast. I hope you, your family, your loved ones are all safe and sound. I know it's a pretty stressful time for everybody with everything that's going on in the world. So I hope you are taking all the necessary precautions to ensure your own safety and the safety of others. I've had a lot of, I guess, virtual conversations these days because there's not a lot of in-person conversations going on. But I've had a lot of conversations with several friends around challenges that we face in our creative practice and challenges we face in our creative process, especially for those of us who are used to going out and shooting or going out and creating photographs. And one of the things I found interesting in that process was how little people were willing to go back into their old photographs, into their archives, and actually look at their own work and figure out aspects of their own photography that they hadn't developed an awareness of before. In part, I think, because of things they're normally interested in, the new shiny penny of the next thing, a new process they're learning, a new assignment comes up, there's a new project on the horizon, whatever it is. But I think there's a huge value in going back into your existing archive and looking at your existing work. And we've talked about this in the past, like from a learning standpoint, like how do we figure out better ways behind the camera, better understanding of points of view, maybe better ways of thinking about criticism or critique. But there's also an interesting opportunity to come back in and do a couple of exercises that I think might be insightful for you in how you approach and think about your photography. So I wanted to talk about those today in the podcast because I think a lot of us are struggling with this creative process and how do we create meaningful work, or we're seeing other people create work, or we're creating work in a new way that we have never created before. And one of the things that I think is interesting about creativity in the photography is that I don't think we ever create anything just new out of scratch. It's always out of some influence of the past or out of some sort of influence we've seen and noticed recently in things we've observed. So one of the things I think would be interesting, or one of the things I think is interesting for people to do, is to go back into their existing work and start to look at that work in a new way. Start to create a new project, a new folio, a new series in a new way. So rather than thinking about what to create, or rather than getting out your forks and photographing every fork in your apartment because you're going stir crazy, go back into your existing work and start to look for interesting commonalities, interesting ways of presenting your work and thinking about your work that you hadn't considered before. A couple of easy entry points to that, I think, are maybe it's color. Maybe go back into your photography and look at every photograph where there is a dominant color or a dominant set of complementary colors that inform and understand the photograph. So rather than focused on subject or content, focus solely on color as the element of the photograph. So what would a study of red look like? What would a study of orange look like, or green, or complementary colors of, say, orange and purple? Where do those exist in your photographs? Maybe it's in sunsets, in flowers, portraits, clothing, whatever it is, and start to pull together an interesting series of work, an interesting body of work based solely on color. And then look at how do you treat and appreciate and respond to color in your own work. Are you a person who works with higher delicate key color? Do you work with a much more saturated palette, or a very saturated, highly saturated palette? Do you prefer to work monochromatically? And I don't mean monochromatically in terms of black and white, but in a single color as the dominant form of composition. Or do you work with colors in multiple elements, in multiple forms, in multiple shapes within the photograph? How do you respond to those various elements of color? And then use that as, you know, an awareness point for you as you start to think about creating work in the future, about how does color inform your composition? How does color inform your appreciation of the work you create? I think it's also an interesting time for you to create a new portfolio, maybe, or create, like I said, a new folio of work based on the notion of color. And maybe it doesn't have to be a rainbow of color or a specific color, but how does color come together in a collection for you in a way you haven't imagined before? Because I think a lot of us think about photography in terms of project subject matter, but a lot of different elements can hold those photographs together, color being one of them. I think another interesting opportunity to go back into your old photographs, your old files, is to look at how focus is used. So one of the things that I find interesting for a lot of people is they don't necessarily delete their photographs. Some people have photographs. If they don't like the photograph, they delete it right out of the gate. Other people, they'll hold on to pretty much everything. They're a little bit of a photo hoarder. If you're one of those people, stepping back in and looking at photographs where the out-of-focus element is dominant. So not in a way where it looks like you missed focus, But in the photographs where the out-of-focus creates more of an impressionistic or more of a sense of movement or fluidity into the photograph, whether it was done intentionally or not, and start to collect those photographs together and start to understand how does things that are obscure, obscurity within the photograph, within the visual realm we look at, when we can't identify and we don't have clarity of object within the frame, how does that impact how you view the photograph? How does that impact how you relate to the photograph, see the photograph, respond to the photograph? There might be an interesting opportunity there for you to consider how you treat depth of field from that experience. When things are in focus and out of focus, how does that change and shift your relationship to your work? And at the same time, maybe there's an interesting study in there with camera movement, with blurring, with line and form, where that sense of uncertainty that exists within the frame because we lack the sharpness of edge creates an interesting response within you. So as we create that interesting response, as we understand that interesting response, what is it within that world that would allow you to then leverage that going forward? So similar to how you respond to color, how do you respond to things that are out of focus, out of clarity? Is there a sense of tension there? Is there a sense of relief there? How do you respond to that? The next one I think would be interesting to go back to your archives and look for are just the works where you have such a strong emotional pull to the work. Not trying to identify what the pull is, but really just where do you connect and resonate with photographs? And get a collection of 20 or 30. Not photographs you like. This is one of the important things. These aren't the things you like. These are the things you connect with. So when you look at a photograph and you just feel deeply connected to the photograph, it doesn't have to be a good photograph, doesn't have to be a great photograph, doesn't have to be one that's in your Lightroom catalog or on your hard drive. It could be one that was in a photo album that you took 20 years ago. Photographs with a deep, deep connection. And then live with that connection. Live with those deep 20. What is it about the connection to those photographs that is so strong for you? Odds are it's an emotional element. It's the form of composition, the form of structure, the creation within the photograph is an element that allows us to experience the visual language of it. But in most cases, the deep connection to a photograph, the haunting element of the connection to the photograph, is emotionally driven. If we are to take and understand how those photographs are done, how those photographs are created, what's the response to those photographs, we can start to get in the awareness in our process that says to us, what is it we're attempting to do with the photography? How are we trying to create work that is meaningful and personal? That comes from that deep connection. It doesn't really matter what the connection is. Some people think it has to be really, you know, almost ethereal, heavenly quality that comes to mind, but it could be as simple as just something you respond to. You know, in Camera Lucida, Roland Barthes talks about the notion of punctum, that point of pressure within the photograph that we respond to. That alone is enough. We just need to understand what is that connection. And then once we understand that, we can start to understand the drive to create photographs that we're deeply connected with. It can help us understand some of our subject matter choices. What is it about that connection to that particular photograph is so interesting? And if what you end up collecting is, say, 20 nature photographs, or maybe it's 20 photographs of family, or maybe it's 20 photographs of a city or a location, or maybe it's a color, who knows what it is, whatever it is, you can start to gain an awareness of that connection you have to the subjects you're photographing. And maybe one of the struggles you're getting out of your photography is that you're not photographing things that you have a deep connection with. So returning to that connection point, I think, is something important. So there's a lot of things we can get when we dive deeper into our archives, when we look at our photographs in new ways, when we don't try to make them fit into the existing work we're doing, but rather treat them as a survey across our entire existence as a photographer. Other thing I think is really interesting at this point is it's a chance for you also to really look at the things around your photography and how do those relate to you? How do those move, inspire, jolt, off kilter, shift, realign the way you approach and think about your photography? So just like going back into the existing work you've done, how does the way you organize your life around your photography, how is that you respond to your photography, how are those things unfolding and unwielding? Are you serving the art of photography? Are you serving your own experience with photography? Are you attempting to create a persona or a experience of an online persona to do something photographically. Neither here nor there which one you end up with, as long as we maintain that deep connection, that deep affiliation to the work we're doing. So as you return and look across the work you're doing, across the photographs you make, as you return into your archive, finding that unique way of looking, that unique way of seeing. The reason I think these exercises are so important is at the end of the day, like we've said over and over and over in photography, since the beginning of photography, that it's about seeing. It's about learning to see, about learning to take your own vision of seeing into the world. Going back into your own existing work, going into your own process around your own photography and seeing what is it within there that you didn't recognize before or you didn't pull together before, creates the new threads, the new notes of a musical score that we could use to create something wonderful and imaginative and inventive that we've never seen before that was within us all along. And I think that's one of the things that people don't recognize is that a lot of our creative practice, a lot of our photography, a lot of our art, a lot of our drawing and sketching, all of those things are within us naturally. It's just they need an outlet to come out together, and then we have to identify those patterns that emerge. Taking the time now that we have it to go back and look for some of those patterns we may not have been aware of allows us to create much more significant, much more interesting work when we move forward the next time. So I would encourage you to spend a little time not worrying about new work, not worrying about lost work, not worrying about being frustrated because you feel like you can't get out there and make the kind of photographs you would normally make, but really celebrate the interesting things that are already in your work that you just weren't aware of. So returning to your own work, returning to the nuances that are in there and celebrating those, finding those and discovering those, I think would be a great thing for you to do this week. Really interesting opportunity for you to get in there. Also, maybe it's a chance to clean up a little organization. You know, if you get in there and start to find some of these new projects, the way colors and emotions and ideas pull together, maybe that's a new way to start to think about organizing your work as well. Hope you have a great week behind the camera. Hope you get out there and make some great, great creative experiences for yourself. Even if you're trapped up in your apartment, please stay safe. Please make sure your family and loved ones stay safe. I do appreciate you listening to the podcast. Don't forget, you can always rate us on the podcast up on the platform of your choice. That helps other people find the podcast. Have a great week, and I'll see you next time.